You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This one comes through Facebook. It's from Deborah. Dom and Jeremy, we're supposed to... Oh, and let me preface this by saying this came in over the weekend. And we decided to read it today. And that's before we knew that today was National Paranormal Day.
Yep.
So even that,
landed perfectly.
Yeah, even that is kind of paranormal that we would pick this.
Whoa, it was meant to be, bro.
She writes, Dom and Jeremy, we're supposed to take a 12-day road trip vacation in about 3 weeks, something we've been planning since the start of the year. Let's jump in here. You and I are both fans of road trips.
Yes, very much.
They're
so.
They're fun. I love the idea of being able to take 12 days to do it, too.
Zip around. I love that.
Because you don't have to, like, you know, some people try to fit it all in just a weekend. It's things you're spending all your time in the car.
Cruise around a little.
12-day road trip vacation, about 3 weeks, up to Wyoming, through Montana, then into Idaho before driving back home. I've been pretty excited about it, Deborah says. And then she adds, last night, my husband sat me down and said, we shouldn't go. When I asked why, he said he'd had a premonition about something going terribly wrong.
Uh-oh.
When I asked what that meant, he said he didn't have details, just that something terrible was going to happen to us on the drive.
They run out of snacks halfway through.
No! Deborah says, well, now what do I do? I really, really want to go, but my husband is adamant that something bad will happen.
Oh.
The thing is, he has never said anything like this before, says he's never had a premonition before. This is the only time. He says he'll go if I insist. But he wants to be on record that he doesn't think it's a good idea. Deborah says, I need advice, please.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I mean, I'm not, I can't get inside your husband's head. But, man, you kind of have to go with the gut, right? Like, if he feels like something bad's going to happen, you go with that.
Do
Be
you
cautious.
Just automatically?
I think so.
Well, you are a super cautious guy.
I am. But just something about that makes me not feel right. I don't like that at all.
I don't like that.
A lot of things can happen on a road trip, you know. Dangerous.
Something could happen on a road trip whether he'd had a premonition or not.
Anything could, but something happened. He's got a feeling. He's got a tingle. You got to trust the tingle, I think.
I got to tell you something. I can relate to this on a personal level. When I was a kid, we lived in Michigan. And we had a vacation coming up, and we were going to be taking a road trip to Niagara Falls, of all places. Mm-hmm. We were going to go see Niagara Falls. And I think it was the day before we left, my dad, who, like Deborah's husband, never said this in his life before, never said it afterwards. He said, I'm calling off the trip. I've got a feeling about something and we shouldn't go. And I remember my mom kind of freaked out. She was like, well, no, let's definitely not go. And so me and my sister, we were both upset. We wanted to go.
You want to see all that falling water.
We wanted to go see it.
Your dad
said,
nope.
We did not go on the trip. And of all the trips we did a ton of road trips when I was young. That never happened before, and it never happened after. It was at one time he said we shouldn't go.
You can't do it.
We didn't go.
Trust your gut, then. And he pulled the barrel off the top of the car and rolled it back into the garage, and you didn't go.
The barrel!
The barrel that goes over!
Oh, okay, now I got it.
Your dad was a wise man. I'm glad you did. You might not have been here. Something horrible could have happened.
Or nothing.
You could have. Somebody could have fallen off the waterfall there. And
see, here's the funny thing, and we're opening up the phones on this, by the way, because Deborah is looking for your opinion. Should she? Because her husband said he'll go if she insists. Now that's an awful lot of pressure to put on her. But it's one of those things that if you don't never prove that anything would have happened.
Right. You're essentially saying, I'm right. I mean, you're going to win. I'm right. You know, we're still here. But how bad is she going to feel if they do go and something horrible does happen?
Yeah, but
she
could
has so much guilt.
But could it also be that once that is out there, you don't drive the same way? right? When you're driving.
Well, maybe
afraid.
That's how it gets you. You're driving, instead of 85, you're going 65, and that's when you get rear-ended by the semi. Yeah?
My vote is go.
I'm saying stay. Stay home. Trust your gut.
The thing is, I think most people are going to agree with you on this. If we do five calls, well, we're going to do five calls says it all. I may not get a vote on this one either.
Wonder if they like pick a different loop. Instead of going up through Wyoming and all that, they go down through Santa Fe and Texas or something, or if that'll ease him, or if it's just the road trip in general.
Hi, Denise. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hi.
So what do you think? Are they going or are they not going?
I wouldn't. No, don't go. I mean, I think the risk, I mean, come on. It's like something bad happens. It's definitely not worth it. You know, if you don't go, whatever, you just go another time.
Yeah, go another time. That's the thing. Just go next summer or, you know, a couple months down the road. But right now, it's not good. Trust the tingle is what I'm saying.
Bear in mind that, you know, people, they've been planning this since the start of the year. They've got the vacation time taken. It's all set. You don't just say, oh, I'll go the next week.
Sure.
Everything's booked.
You just cancel your vacation
time. They can go somewhere else. Maybe they could do a weekend in the mountains or something. I had this happen. I went to Palm Springs when I was younger on a girls' trip, and I was in the airport, and I said, I have a horrible feeling for some reason. And then we were like, oh, okay. We went. It wasn't like nothing super bad happened, but the whole trip was just...
It was ruined because you were probably waiting for something bad to happen.
Well, what are you talking about? Because
well, no,
you went and you came back and everything's fine.
But we got our car towed, so we were out hundreds of dollars. we had all this...
Wait a minute.
Things did happen.
It rained the whole time.
And it rained.
Oh. Rained the whole time.
Rained and you
Dude,
lost your car.
Are you listening
car
to yourself?
Towed. There was
oh
all this
my
drama.
God.
I mean, maybe it's just in your head, but I feel like intuition is strong, especially if that's not his style where this happens all the time.
Right, this is out of the blue.
There's a lot of weight with that where he's like, you know, this is the first time this happened, you know.
Denise, we got to grab some other calls. Thank you so much for listening and for calling.
Yeah, of course.
All right,
see
you later.
Appreciate it. I'm sorry, that makes me laugh. You know, I had a bad feeling and it rained.
And then it rained, yeah. I mean, that's...
I mean, come on.
But there was drama and the car was towed.
The car was towed. Well, just go and
we
don't
had to
park
walk.
In an illegal spot.
We had to walk.
Here's Diane. Diane, good morning.
Good morning.
Well,
the car got towed.
What are your thoughts?
Oh, no.
They need to go. And I'll tell you why they need to go. This sounds like it's something really different. They haven't done a 12-day road trip before, and it's different than just weekends and stuff. And so he's probably feeling some anxiety about being gone that period of time or being on the road or whatever. And the reason I say that, it's not uncommon. I've had very few. One was when we were traveling to Europe. And I was, you know, just sweaty about it. I was like, I can't, something bad, you know, my kids, leaving them behind, whatever. And then, you know, nothing's ever happened. Nothing has ever happened. And my husband was always the voice of reason and saying, you know what, everything's going to be okay. You know, you're probably having a lot of anxiety over this for whatever reason.
It's pre-travel jitters.
Yeah.
Well, or it could just be that there's something different about this trip that's making him more uneasy.
It's probably
and
gas prices.
He's going to have to sort.
He's concerned about gas prices, and he wants out of it. Diane, let me read you a text that my sweet wife, Nick Nack, just sent me. She says, I remember after we got married, I was going to fly by myself to see my grandparents out in Iowa. You had a horrible feeling something bad was going to happen, and you really, really, really didn't want me to go. She says, I went anyway, and everything was fine.
Of course it was. Yep. Diane, we got to run. Thank you for your time. Have a great
Thank
day
you.
Today.
They have to go. Thank you. All
Thank
right.
you.
Bye. Have a good day.
Thank
so,
you.
I think everyone's leaning towards go. I mean,
we have tied
right now. Well,
Nick
Nack says go.
Go and don't go.
Okay.
Here's Tracy. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, boys?
We're great.
What do you think?
Well, I don't know. After I listened to Diane, I'm not sure. But I originally called to say I don't know whether they should go because same thing. It's like he is really uneasy about it. Is he going to have any fun on this trip at all? Is he going to be waiting for the shoe to drop, you know, type thing? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's really difficult.
Well, you got to make a decision. What are you going to tell him?
Get off the fence, Tracy. You got to make a call.
Go or no go. Do they trust the tingle?
I'm going to say trust the tingle.
All right. They're trusting
don't go.
The tingle. All right. Thank you.
I'm glad you called us. Have fun today. Appreciate you.
Be careful.
You guys too.
Bye. Here comes Sheila. Sheila, good morning.
Good morning, boys. First time caller here.
Bring it in. Bring it in.
We'll be gentle.
Thank you.
What do you think?
I'm considering that she needs to trust the tingle, and this is coming from personal experience. I had a dream years ago that my dad was getting ready to come out and see us. He was working in another state, and I just had a bad feeling. I had actually had a dream that he had wrecked, and it was, you know, one of those things you wake up from and just felt really wrong. And I told him, you know, can you maybe stall it, go another weekend? He says, no, you're fine. You're just kind of being over the top. And hopped in his car, came out to Colorado, got himself in a motor vehicle accident. Thankfully, he was okay. But I just think if you've got a really serious feeling about something, you might want to listen to it.
And the dream thing, that even adds another layer. That makes it even more.
Absolutely.
Let me read you a quick message from Gabe on our Facebook, because we're actually getting a lot of people that are just talking about their premonitions that they're messaging us. Gabe says, my grandpa lives in Wisconsin. I had a very vivid dream that something bad had happened to him, and he was on life support. 2 days later, hit by a motorcycle, ended up in the intensive care unit for over a month. He was really banged up. So that was Gabe. Well, so again, a dream. If it's a dream, you got to listen to that.
Nobody's denying that this happens, but the thing is, those are the only ones that people talk about. They never say, you know, 7 years ago, I had a dream such and such, and it didn't come true. Nobody ever talks about the thousands of those. All they ever do is reference the one time out of 100 that it happens.
But those are right? Those are the good ones.
If you change the route, now what have you done? Have you tempted fate? Have you changed the route and now you put yourself on a course to have something bad happen?
Right. Right.
All right. Sheila, I got your vote down as don't go.
I'm going to go with don't go.
All right, Sheila.
Thanks for calling us, okay?
Okay. Thanks, boys.
Happy dreams.
Yeah, you won. Don't go.
Yeah, I think you got to. You gotta go with
your gut. Lana wrote in and said, Dom, you're crazy. If people have a feeling like that, you listen to it. I can't believe you'd tell her to go. So now it's on me.
Well
so
done.
Now if something happens, it's my fault.
You're kill that entire family.
Julia, however, is on my side. She says, I have to laugh at this. My husband said the same thing before a big trip we had, but I said it was stupid and we needed to go. We went. Nothing bad happened at all. People watch too many movies, read too many clickbait stories on the internet about premonitions.
No.
She says, go and have fun. Yes.
Can I give you one more from Naomi?
She says, I wish you would.
I was scheduled to go on a weekend rafting trip last summer, and the day before I was supposed to go, I bailed out. I just had a really bad feeling about it. The weekend came and went. The following Monday, I received a call from my friend that was going on the trip as well. Turned out the raft I was supposed to be on capsized. 3 people drowned.
Oh,
who knows if
up.
I would have survived, but someone was looking out for me. Glad I didn't go, and that's from Naomi.
That's a lie.
What?
3 people drowned.
3 people? Those whitewater rafting trips? Hells yeah, they're dangerous. Fall out, hit your head, you disappear under the water.
Color me. I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
Sorry, Naomi. Dom doesn't believe you.
Color me so skeptical.
Yeah, I don't know.
But thank you for listening, and thank you for writing.
Well, thanks for writing in, you big liar.